Hello everyone, I'm Miguel Caballero Pinto. I work in the Visual Studio team, and today I'm going to give you a demo of Storage Explorer. Storage Explorer is the app to manage your Azure storage accounts, and it is a cross-platform application, so you can use it in Windows, you can use it in Mac, and you can use it on Linux. There are multiple ways that you can connect to your storage accounts. Firstly, you can connect using your Azure account. You can add a new account in the settings panel. And in here, you will connect to all your storage accounts that are in the cloud. Once you connect to your account, you can actually filter by subscription in a way that you can see a clean view of all your storage accounts. If you don't want to use or you can't use your Azure account, you can also connect using either key, attaching an external storage, or you can use also a SaaS. For the SaaS, you can either connect to a service endpoint using the URI, or you can connect or attach to an Azure storage account using a connection string containing that SaaS key. If you're in Windows, you can also connect to your local storage emulator, and all your resources and that are attached to your local storage emulator will be shown under your development node. Under every storage account, we show the blob containers, the queues, and tables contained in it. You can add new resources. For example, you can add a blob container, right-clicking on blob containers group, and then clicking on create blob container. Just give it a name, and you're good to go. You can also copy resources from one storage account to another. For example, we can copy this table from the storage account that is associated with my Azure account, and then paste it in another storage account that I added with the SaaS key. You can open a blob container just double-clicking on it. We will list files and folders, and you can navigate through the folders and perform actions like upload files and folders or download its contents. You can also generate share access signatures for a specific file. Just configure it, and we will create a URL that you can copy and paste wherever you need it. In order to show you the features related with tables, I'm going to add a new table using a SaaS URI. I just have to go to the Storage Accounts node and click on Attach Service Using SaaS. I will paste here the SaaS URI, and the new table will appear under the Service SaaS node. If I open the table, I will see all the data. The data of this table is coming from a diagnostic logs of a VM. I can query this data using the query button. In here, in the text box, I can specify queries using the old data format, or I can also click on the add query button and see all most common queries that are used. For example, here I'm going to click on last 24 hours. It will create a query that will retrieve the entities that were modified in the last 24 hours. A perform query on all the entities, we can do other actions like import data using CSV or export the data to CSV, as well as delete, edit, and add data. When adding or editing new data, I can create new properties and specifying the property name, the value, and its type. Finally, we have a bunch of features related with queues that will help you on your dev test scenarios. If you open a queue, you will see the list of messages in the queue. You will be able to open a message and see its content, as well as adding a new message, dequeue messages, or clear the whole queue. That was a brief demo of the main features of Storage Explorer. Please give us any feedback clicking on the links at the bottom left corner, telling us what you like or what you think we are missing, so we can improve in the future. Thank you very much.